And ever since that day that I met you, I promise you. You know just what to do. You know just what to say.
Katie, hi.
Hi.
I'm
okay.
Where are we now?
In Ethiopia.
In my house.
That is in Shashamani.
Shashamani, yeah.
And here about is a special community, right?
Yeah, for us it is, because that years ago when the black people of the West helped Majesty fight in the Italian War, he showed his appreciation by giving them 500 acres of land. And as Rasta, we always want to come back to Africa, and as followers of Haile Selassie, Ethiopia is where we choose, so it's a special place for us, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Where are you coming from?
Barbados. Little Barbados.
Caribbean.
A sweet island.
Island is a paradise in the sun, that is called, eh? Paradise in the sun.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But tell me something, when did you hear about the Shashamani, the community that's growing here?
Well, first thing, we was Rastas for years, eh? And then around what as well, 85, the organization named the 12 Tribe of Israel came to Barbados, and we become members of it. Now the organization started in 68, and it was
in Jamaica,
and it was sending people to live in Ethiopia for years. So through that, we in Barbados, we get to hear what Jamaica and Trinidad, them show we pictures of people that visit Shashamani, and children, the Jamaican brothers that born children here, and this and that and all them things. So from them time, you say 85, 86, 87, them years is when we start to know about Shashamani, yeah?
So it took you, and when you actually expatriated to here?
That is in 1999.
So it took you like more than 10 years to prepare yourself?
Yeah, no, here what happened now? For years, Africa didn't look like if it was real far, like in Barbados we could ever get Africa, because we look on the map, it looked like all of that water, you know what I mean? So, but we were executives in the 12 Tribe of Israel organization, and the organization sent me and a brethren to visit here in 97. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the sweetest times of my life. So we spent 2 months traveling, and what happened is, like, I left my heart down here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Came out of Barbados crying every time, waking up crying and those kind of things. So
you had to come.
Yeah. And what we do too is we wanted to come by, check out certain things about the price of the land and how much money it would take to live off of when the month come and this and that. So when I get back to Barbados, we try to raise a certain amount of money that can at least.
So each member that came down, they had to buy the land still.
Yeah, no, here what happened now in the early
because
times.
Sebastian gave 500 acres. Yes.
It was free.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not for the people who was given the land to, which wasn't really Rasta as such. Eh? Mm-hmm. It was just black people that helped you fight from America, Barbados, Jamaica. Just black people that helped you fight and get the land through the Ethiopian World Federation. No, not for them people still wasn't really interested in coming Ethiopia to live, yeah. Now, after 1930, when Rasta began to rise up, then and then we are Rasta now is who take up that vibes now, which was the children of who helped Majesty fight, decide well, them gonna come and live, you know what I mean? So, and through the Federation, them they had a couple people, and then the 12 Tribe Israel organization, we started to send people from here from what? I think it's around
30 years ago or so.
Yeah, 35 years ago, we start to send members here. You know, the early members.
They have to buy.
No, let me tell you, the early members, they not had to buy. Yeah, the land was big, nothing that we see about here wasn't about here. Matter of fact, a 12 Tribe of Israel brethren, they own all of this land.
The Shashamani.
Yeah, from
this part from this side of the river.
It's one side man. Of the river to the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but from they got a building that in front of the HQ. From the end of that building to this river, from the main road to a certain point, one bridge in the own this land.
Mm.
a 12 try by drain. But because that he did live in Addis and he done doing nothing with the land, which enough rasters wasn't doing anything to the land, the government take back the land and gave it to the farmers.
Yeah, the local people.
The local people to work, eh? So now people, we know that.
We had to give them something at least for the small, like the small houses that they had on the land, like to guard the crops and things. We had to give them something for that. Because you can't really as such buy the land.
You can't buy land.
Yeah.
Still a foreigner.
Yeah.
You can't as such buy the land, but you had to get some contribution
for them, the persons for them little house that them had.
That had the land then, you know, but as such to say, buy it, you couldn't really.
So we buy it.
We buy it.
Yeah, we buy
the
house.
So in the community, is there anybody who's really depending on farming?
You're talking about Rasta as such?
Yeah, and from the Rasta community.
They got one or two people that not in the Shashamani area. Well, we know brethren, he will rent land down in the south or wherever and plant thing, you know what I mean?
I think Sabev too, she does
thing in Wassa.
So have some people that do.
That would do little farming as such, you know what I mean? So,
for the livelihood.
Mm-hmm, for them livelihood, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but majority the ones still, you know, just be out of work, carpentry.
Other works like that.
We work is making clothes and she does do enough knit and what's not and them thing there, so.
So you're selling the products to the within the community, or you're selling the foreigners, or how you make living with, if you are a tailor and you're making crochet, who you sell the things for?
Most of the time, you have to have like a program, like bazaars.
Bazaars, yeah.
Like that, we sell like that. If someone, like be like you, come to Ethiopia, the boys to the front of the road will say, well, okay, we make so-and-so, so they will bring someone, like, you know, like you are, so that if they want to buy something like that, then
so the Ethiopian kids,
like
they're selling the tents not up the road there from you guys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that person
he's a Jamaican person. He's doing his own work.
But yeah. you would do in the way you give a kind of reward to Ethiopian...
That's the muscle, you know?
He get a provision and you...
Yes. Them thing is so, you know? Yeah.
But mostly like for a bazaar or something where we go out, that's the most time we make money like that. Yeah.
Into the clothes and things.
But it's not a high living, yeah?
No, it's not a high living at all. It's very hard.
That
we have our daughter going to university.
That is even more harder, sis.
It's even harder. Hey, I said now. Crying at the doorstep, so.
Have
to pay it up front, because then for Ethiopians, them can go to school, the government give them some, we would say, credit. Then go to school, and then when the time is finished, then get to work, then give back the government money month by month.
Cost sharing,
sharing, yeah, you give back the government after that. But for us now, when we are not Ethiopian, we have to pay every year, we have to pay the money one time.
That's right. And that was a big problem for me, because my child was going to school for a time. She was 7 years in Ethiopia. And she do till she set the exam to go to university. And she passed with good marks.
Some of the best marks she get.
And then when we went to the school to look on the computer to see which university the government assigned she to, we had to go at this because she put non-Ethiopian on the paper. And we had to go at this how much time is Jay waste some money. And to the Ministry of Education,
to
who did this here, the government in Shashamani, the Ministry of Education, all the schools she went, get she supporting letters to the Ministry of Education in Addis Ababa, and we talk and we try to show that we here, we go in school and this and that, and the people say no. The men are signed to the university.
So you would say that also the government of Addis of Ethiopia doesn't support the community?
Not to that. It supports it, but not to that when it comes to certain things. No. Yeah, I think over the years, I think the government trying to make things as easy as possible for the Jamaican people. Quite Barbados is trained, we both here. The government come and get a van and ride every Jamaican body and send out the country called we illegal in the place. You understand? So I think the government ain't that harsh where we. Yeah? But the reason too is that they're the same because that we as foreigners, and if she get the car sharing thing, which the government lends you the money, then she can leave the country, owing the government and them thing there too. Yeah? So the men won't put up the money and ensure that they can get back the money. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, but eventually she'd get to talk to the president of the university and what was it? And he wrote a supporting letter to the government in Addis, the Ministry of Education in Addis, asking permission to put she into the school called them can't do it on them own just so, yeah? And the government them said that the Awasa school could do and deal with it from them side. And they keep meeting and what's not, and the brother says that we got to pay the money up front. And I really truly think it is still nice that we ain't gonna pay for rangy money.
How much is it, man?
Well, it will come to like proximal. When you talk about everything in the world, she's living down there and everything, she's living down in the university, and it comes to at least $500 a year.
Yeah, that
is hard.
What about the community? Somewhere on the internet, I saw that you guys
built
a university that's not there
anymore. Nah, man, we never had a
school. Yeah, and it's still there. Yeah, my daughter Camila, she go to the Jamaican Rastafarian Development School.
How does school look like? What kind of education they get there?
Same as Ethiopian normal schools.
Everything, all subjects, everything.
Yeah. It's like a British system, like we got, you are accustomed to from Barbados. It's like that kind of system.
To me, it's like Ethiopian school.
Yeah, not really like Barbados system.
No, not like Barbados. No. To me, it's
but Ethiopian. you go to school, first grade, like that, same way you learn all the normal things.
The hours is the same.
Hours, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get a lunch, you get break.
Break time, lunch time, everything. Yeah, like
and they
like
got
that.
The curriculum going on to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you learn, to me here, you learn a lot more subjects at a young age than to me in Barbados. The amount of different things. Camila have
she
like
about 19
20
books.
Books to carry school.
Mm.
You know, that is a lot of subjects
and she's
to
only
study,
13
you know?
Years old.
So to me, you study a lot of subjects here in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
A lot of subjects to study.
Bursi brain.
A lot of subjects, man. It's a lot. To me, it's much more than...
And how do you feel about it? Do you have a complaint?
She can't complain because she don't know nothing else really. Because
she never went to school in Barbados, so she don't know. Yeah, she don't know. You know what I mean? So
she's
like,
normal.
She's Ethiopian.
Yeah, she's
Ethiopian.
So she speaks Amharic.
Yeah, yeah, fluent. Yeah.
And that Jamaican school, the children
they are
taught in Amharic.
Yeah, in Amharic, there's English as a subject also. You get teach English as a subject, and then you also get teach Mass in English and in Amharic. You get teach Mass and Science, and you get teach in Amharic and in Science.
She's actually got a double.
Yes, I would say she have 20 books, so she have like.
Yeah, man, it's an easy.
She study Amharic and then she study Awamifia also. So there's two languages she study as a subject also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of the subjects is in Amharic and in English she study them. So.
How the community is actually organized? Is it anyhow organized? You know, the 12 tribe organization, it does cover all the members of community?
No.
Or how that goes?
We have the same GRDC, the Jamaican Rastafari Development Community, that is a body that
for all
the community
for
to come.
Regardless if it's Bobo, Bengi, or Twelve Tribe,
you can come under that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the Twelve Tribe Elders is their own organization. Then you have the Naya Bengi, you have the Tabernacle, and they have Bobo that have their own thing too.
A different rasta.
A different rasta, you know. But the Jamaican Rastafari Development Community, that's supposed to cover
the whole community. Okay. What is the difference between Naya Bengi and Tabernacle and between Twelve Tribes?
Some of what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bobo them have like Marcus Garvey and
Prince Emmanuel and Haile Selassie
as like a trinity. As a one God, you know, in different in these three man, you know. And with Naya Bengi is a more
just Selassie.
It's Haile Selassie only as God and
the beating of the drum. Their life too,
yeah,
is it an idol and only
the drum beating. And when you're being in Barbados, I saw there was like the guy said, the rock is my pillow, I eat the food, just grow.
Yes, like that's just natural living and you know, yeah. Naya Bengi, you know.
Yeah.
And with 12 Tribe organization is
more closer to Christianity.
Yeah, you have, you know, them talk about Christ, but them kind of mix up still in the doctrine about Haile Selassie and Christ and things still, but them a little more closer, them accept all peoples. You don't have to have dreads.
No, right, you don't have to be black.
You can be white.
Yeah,
you don't have any partiality like that.
You don't accept white people.
Yeah, them has got a problem. Yeah, because of the slave thing and this and that. Them still holding them kind of vibes there still, you know what I mean?
That's
so
problem, huh?
And Bobo even a little bit more free up than Bengi, too. Yeah.
But we went to the church with Naya Bengi, and there was the obscure lady. They told me she go to school.
Yeah.
She's Naya Bengi, or
she's you were mostly Naya Bengi, I think.
Mostly Naya Bengi.
But how she was accepted?
No, but see, in Ethiopia,
it's starting to change.
Them living in a land that is only Rasta, and if a white man or a white woman come and say healing Haile Selassie, what you want reject when them same party the same thing as you?
Remember in the early when we first came,
yeah man.
And you remember them throwing some fire to visitors when them come to Rasta white people. Yeah, when them come to the Bobo to the Bengi, them you know say things that ain't nice,
disrespectful things because of just color.
You know
what I mean, so? Yeah.
I don't know. I think after time, man. Some of the older people dying out too.
And not for the old, you know, not for the older ones that who were hardcore in that black and white thing. Not for them, they're so dying and things still so. I mean, but now the younger ones know that.
Things tend to change.
Bengi get watered down here in Ethiopia too. That is true. Because you're seeing Bengis that they won't be eating little fish and this and that in Barbados. We probably know Bengi. They don't deal with that.
Yeah,
they understand.
Desire to food, even no sugar, no salt, no fire.
But I tell you, guys, understand? But Bengi, even the most white brain boat here, drinking Cokes and all sorts of things. And Barbie's Bengi, we ain't drinking the Cokes, we ain't drinking the Pepsis and all of them things there. So,
you're using shampoo, you
understand? So, right now, it's getting watered down here. You know what I mean? So,
things changing a lot.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah.
What about the spiritual part?
Not majority. You'll find some Bengi that would come to 12 Tribe, like the celebration the day before. You know, you'll find some would come, but not
real hardcore Bengi for them dealing with the music.
And then 12 Tribe, now them don't really go to Bengi Tabernacle at all, so it's not that kind of.
Mixture, totally. You see,
yeah,
when
on
it comes,
yes, salam,
but when it comes to the spirituality, no.
Yeah,
with the governmental affairs, maybe
more together.
Yeah. They're more together in the governmental.
So in the governmental affairs, you are united.
Yeah, that would be
more. You're seeing unity there more. Yeah, but
more.
When it
not
comes
fully,
to the,
but yeah. more than the spiritual part.
Yeah. So, as you are a member of 12 tribes, okay? Mm-hmm. So how do you praise the Jah?
These Christians.
Or lots of Christians, we are members from a long time.
Barbados.
From like 25 years, and so we were members from that time up. Mm-hmm. And it's not for the things that we were taught and things we still don't. We don't see, we go there, but we don't totally agree, and we tell them we don't agree. Understand? Enough of the things that is being said and taught. Yeah, because it's not real, and you can see it's not real. And coming to Ethiopia and living,
you even get further, you even see it more real.
That it's not real.
Yeah, you things know? That we used to talk in the West. You know? We come here living, it come like it's foolishness.
You know, so,
yeah.
And we tell them that, too. Although we are there, we tell them we don't, you know, we don't see that, we don't believe that.
So, yeah. That's not hard, it is. You don't feel the spirit, the heart in it.
No.
And we go to 12 tribe where we look into about partying.
You know, when it's yeah, where we look into them kind of thing, but
we won't go and cool out and smoke weed and them thing there, so on drinks and alcohol. We go to 12 tribe. We don't go to 12 tribe.
So only things can be said on this thing.
Well, I'm telling the word, the truth, judgment. I sorry, I had a picture to take to you, understand?
You touched the word weed, yeah. So actually, what is to ask the people, what is weed?
Why was the Rasta people is weird? But people smoke weed, yeah, that's just a habit.
For a lot of people,
some people saying that it's the holy weed, you know,
you understand?
Yeah, but okay, I would say it's the holy weed, but you can get a meditation for me. Yeah, I would say you can get a meditation. You get, you know, for me, I smoke, I get calm, I start to think certain things that, you know, maybe I might not think differently, but. It's nothing to do with spirituality. It's a habit. Yeah, it's nothing to do with spirituality. Yeah,
it's just like drinking alcohol is a habit. Smoking weed is a habit. Have nothing to do with God. Or
some people want to make it like that. Like
if you don't smoke weed, like, you can't know God. Or if you don't got drugs, you can't know God. Or if you don't this, that's
not
that.
You don't need to be.
Rasta, exactly.
Yeah, boy, that is a new singer that come up here that talking that. But we listen to Burning Spear and all that old time, man. They talking that. They all want Dre to be Rasta. Right now, the young people now coming up now and realizing certain things. Yeah, what them old people used to want be just thing. Really, that with them again. We come in and change things, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
what about heart? It's not important what you got in the heart.
That's the most important thing.
Most important.
Yeah, me, most important. We personally, as members of 12 tribe and as Christians, we don't deal with enough of them things. Ain't about no color. You understand? We don't deal with color. My grandmother is a white woman. You understand? From parts of from again?
France?
Yeah. So we don't deal with color. It's about my heart. We don't deal with locks.
Food.
We don't deal with food. You understand? But what am I eating if you don't eat out till you got Satan in you? All of them things that were bingy and them things that we come up and we don't deal with that. You understand? What we just teach as Christians, you got to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You understand? And when we look to worship, we just go to the Ethiopian Orthodox Tiwado Beta Christian. Mm. That is
so
what
I go to the churches and then
we is baptized Christians. Yeah. You understand? And I see enough people want to hear Selassie Jah Rastafari, but then you look at them liberty. They may follow Haile Selassie. You understand? They want 3 and 4 girls and then what Haile Selassie do. You understand? So when they're talking about majesty and then when you look at how them living and they, it come like a disgrace to his majesty. Majesty point them and tell them that the Mr. Follow Christ is because he following Christ that met he the person that he is. Majesty talk enough things that Rasta just turn around and it come like, yeah.
To make it suit yourself.
To make it personal. Yes.
Okay, you touch something which is actually really vital here, and that's Christianity, because from Israel, they moved down to Ethiopia. And you know, it's a cradle of humanity, it's Ethiopia, and it's also a cradle of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're on the right place. You feel it.
Yeah.
You got the right, because that's the cradle of Christianity.
Yeah.
Right now, that's the greatest thing that ever happened to me in life, you understand? Yeah, meeting the Orthodox Church is the greatest thing that ever happened to me in life. And I mean in Barbados, it's enough things that we had. I had my own house, we had business, we were making money every day. And yeah, when I come here, I didn't come here for that. I come here to get closer to God. You know what I mean? So, and I mean, like, we don't live as, you know, how a Barbados, you could, yeah, got enough different vanities in life. You know what I mean? It turned out monk, but we find what we're looking for. And we want to change it for the world, man.
So you're happy,
yeah?
Yeah, man. Yeah, happy, yeah. I tell you, yeah, Jay.
Very
happy. And very I think I will go back to Barbados for one reason, sis. And that is for certain things that I need to teach the people, that when they come here, realize that it ain't truth. I would like to go back to talk to them face to face. To tell them, brethren and sisters.
Somebody said the whole island should be shifted to some places for a short time for them to see.
Yeah.
And then to speak.
Okay, right, yeah, right. Well, yeah. Is that vibe there still, yeah, you know? Cause I as an individual was a teacher in the 12 tribe of Israel in Barbados. Yeah, every Sunday we used to get up and talk about, yeah, this thing, you know what I mean? Because of the elders telling we read what a preconceived concept, you know what I mean? You're only looking in the Bible for certain things, and that what we need to teach. But now coming here now and living about open mind now, you see that we need to say so, but when
it's
you
not, it's not true.
It ain't truth. Yeah. And if I know the truth, I ain't still going on the light because that no one of the things here, so in 12, so I think of all bingies, we just got a thing that we just say King Alpha and Queen Omega, you would hear it singing at the celebration, right? Yeah. We know sister so all the time. But when they really read the Bible, Jay, the Bible is talk about no King Alpha nor no Queen Omega. The Bible talk about in three different times or two different times in Revelation. Christ said, mm-hmm, and God the Father said, I am Alpha and Omega. Mm-hmm. Now we tell the brethren now that. Why we still say that when reading through the Bible don't teach that? The man look at me and tell me because that we is Rasta.
We can still say that.
Meaning okay, that
it's not truth, it's not truth.
It's not truth.
Yes. You have to be honest, yeah?
Be honest.
Yeah.
Be honest. You know what I mean? So maybe that is why that we just beware how we is still because of that, because we can talk the truth and it can offend the world judge. But boy, we don't care about that.
Jamaica, St. Vincent, we have New Zealand, we have
London and Manchester,
London, Australia, we have London, Manchester, Canada, California.
What part Rasta is? What part Rasta is? Yeah, people is coming.
Different places.
And how many? Tobago,
Germany.
Community? Well, about what? 300 estimate? 400.
Yeah, and a lot of people live in Addis also. A lot of people live in Addis and a lot of people live in Barda. So
where they live in Addis? They just come down for holidays or?
Yeah, man, so things like Addis is more, you can make opportunity for work.
And those kind of things in Addis. A lot of them teach at schools in Addis and then a lot of people, a lot of Rasta teach in Addis English and those kind of things.
And then they come down for the holidays or?
Yeah, they will come down for those
days like celebration.
Like celebration, yeah, they will come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but maybe through that it was a weekday.
People go to work and things, so that going to be hard to really.
As much people for that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Addis, yeah, but.
And from Barbados, is there any more people or just?
We have another brother.
And his brother.
And his brother, but his brother's living in Addis. So it's us and two more. So far.
And it's 12 Tribe of Israel members too, right?
Yeah.
12 Tribe of Israel. Which 12 Tribe of Israel is the biggest Rasta organization.
Yeah.
And is the most organized Rasta organization. And we got the most people in the Shashamani living, you know what I mean? And yeah, I think Dr. Vernon Carrington, the prophet who started the 12 tribe of Israel. Yeah, man, he do a great thing, you know what I mean? Really so, but not people take the man thing and try to put in the more little ideologies to corrupt it still, you know what I mean? Really so, which is, and everything still, it got that there still, you know, even in Christianity.
You know just what to do. You make me feel so brand new. Ever since that day that I've been loving you, I promise myself.
Your family, when you told them you're going to Ethiopia, what they say?
Well, they can't believe it. Like, why you're going? You're going to starve, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then they can't believe it. They just can't believe it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just can't believe
it. Come to visit?
My mom, she's 91. She's old, so
she can't come.
Yeah. And my sisters and them, no, them don't really travel really that kind of way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not from really, we would say, a rich family, so I don't have that kind of money to just
travel all,
you know, like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I have a sister, she's in America, and Ethiopia is far. I have a sister, she's in America. But every time she get her vacation, she go to Barbados.
To visit her mother,
she go to Barbados every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
She go to Barbados, mm-hmm. So... I have to wait till when my mom die, maybe then she will come
here
to be in Ethiopia.
Uh-huh.
But she's not going to just leave my mom in Barbados and don't go and visit her. When she get her 2 weeks, she get 2 weeks for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
She go to Barbados every Christmas. So
that's very understandable.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I don't understand. Yeah.
And your family?
Yeah, my mother. Well, I was the only Rasta. Me and my brother, he died, and my other family don't think they already got that African attitude about, you know, thinking, and we just, like, my wife, we come out of a poor family too, you know what I mean? And I don't think none of my sisters, we got one sister in America, she left when she was young, and she never come back to Barbados since then, so coming to Ethiopia, boy, I don't think that would be
possible.
I think that I will really see them there though, you know, but...
Mm-hmm. But you got the family, you got the community, you got children, so...
Yeah, everything's okay. Yeah.
You know, we got one another, that's the most important thing.
Yeah,
okay. That's the most important thing. Yeah, there's one always to be rich that we don't separate from one another. Yeah, so... Yeah, that's the thing still. Even in Barbados, it was the same way, true, that we do the same type of work. We spend most of our time together. Matter of fact, I think I could come...
How are you together already now? 4 years?
This is going to be 25 years
when
we're coming here from
the 14th.
Yeah, 25
yeah,
years.
25 years, eh?
Yeah.
3 children.
Yeah.
And, well, how much time you spend away when I was visiting and when I was coming to live? 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to Vinci and thing for a little
2 weeks.
So we could say,
if
it is
4 months,
the most we spend separate all the 25
together.
Years?
Yeah.
4 months.
About 4 months that we spend separate.
Yeah, you
mm-hmm.
sleep in the same bed every night.
I feel, and you just push my love aside.